Hey friends, this is Terry with the Women of Wine Country Show, a podcast for women where we discuss women, wine, business, family, friendships, and all the things that go into good living. Welcome and let's get started. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are joining the Women of Wine Country Show. I am your host, Terry Wells Brown. I'm the author writing under the pen name T. Wells Brown for the Women of Wine Country series and Earth Magic, which is an urban fantasy, and then as well, sexy thriller, The Sisters of Sin series. So this is the Women of Wine Country podcast, and I welcome you. Today, we're going to talk about readiness. And if you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I started this podcast when I started the book series, Women of Wine Country. And, you know, it was about how basically my podcasts were about how to survive in the time that we were in then. It was how to, you know, succeed in business and how to succeed in relationships and how to, you know, operate at your best, at all of our best. But as we know, since 2019, a lot has changed. And I want to say it really started for me with the fires. So I live here in California, and we experienced some unprecedented wildfires, which California has wildfires every single year. We actually have a season for it. But this particular year, everything was wiped out. Paradise, entire towns, cities were wiped out. Lives were disrupted. We lost so many people. Many of our firefighters never really recovered emotionally from the things that they had to see and decisions that they had to make. And I could go on and on. So for me, it started with the fires. And from there, I've just seen natural and man-made disasters spiral out of control. And it may very well have started before the fires, but that was a signaling for me. That is when I started thinking about what would happen if a fire swept through my community and wiped everything out. What would we do? And to be honest, at that point, I sold some of our California property and purchased in another state, hoping to diversify. Now, there were some other financial reasons for that. California became less and less friendly to have property in. And so I found a state that I found was very friendly for property owners. And I reallocated some of my money there. Now, I still have property here in California, so I didn't get rid of everything. But I did, transfer some of our, I didn't want all my eggs in the California basket. Let's just put it that way. And that's kind of been my philosophy. I like to have money coming in from multiple different places financially, because, you know, and early on in our marriage, Don and I had all our eggs in, you know, his job. And when that went away, we had nothing. So we have learned to diversify over the last 30 years that we've been together. So with that being said, we just took it one step further. But then the pandemic happened. Before that, the riots started happening. Cities being burned down. People marching. So much violence and disregard for people's personal safety and welfare. It was so alarming for those of us who were watching it. And then the pandemic hit. And so many things were happening so quickly that many of us decided that we needed to start preparing. We needed to start preparing for what else might happen, right? So, you know, my husband has always been a little bit of a prepper, and I say that word with some funniness because I used to joke and laugh at him about his preppiness. But I got to tell you, we utilized some of those resources during the pandemic and the shelter in place. we were able to utilize a lot of the things that he had set in place. So we wouldn't have to go out because we had moved his 83-year-old mother in with us, and we didn't want to expose her to anything. So we cut down on the amount of exposure because nobody knew what the pandemic was like. And all I knew was older people were dying. And so we weren't going to expose her. So that was a real eye-opener for me. And I have to say, this last year brought on a lot of anxiety. So I know that anxiety is kind of like a default almost of the pandemic and all of the things that came, you know, pre-pandemic time. A lot of us are suffering from anxiety, and it's just from not knowing. Everything that was the norm isn't the norm anymore, right? So almost this pre-dystopian time that we're in, I say that jokingly, but only partially, has become kind of the norm. But that doesn't lend for security, and that doesn't lend for peace of mind, right? And I'm a girl who is big into security. The way I was raised and how I grew up, my life was not secure. And I need security. I chose a man who would keep me physically secure and who would keep me financially secure and would provide security for around my physical, my life and those I love, right? So my husband provides all of those things that I need deep, deep, deep in my heart and soul, security. So with that comes a little bit of his prepperness. Now, like I said, I've poked fun at him about that before and even undermined him a little bit about it. But now I'm like on board. Okay, so I just don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, I used to be, that's not going to happen. I would say to him, why are you keeping that stuff? That's not going to happen. We're never going to need that. It's just a waste of space. I could put Christmas decorations in them out of space that you're using up. Now I won't say that to him because I don't know if it could happen, right? Like, our food chains are being interrupted. People can't get the things that we used to be able to get. People are selling their cattle in Texas, so we're going to see a little bit of a drop in prices. We are seeing a little bit of drop in beef prices because the Texas ranchers can't afford to feed their cattle. So all of the cattle are coming to the auction houses, which means they're being butchered. The ranchers can't afford to feed their cattle. So instead of just letting them starve in the fields, they're butchering them. What does that mean? That means we're going to have a little bit of a drop in beef prices because the market's going to be saturated. But when that beef is expired and those ranchers' herds are done, there's not going to be beef anymore. So when that beef comes out, as it's coming out right now, stock up, fill your freezers. Fill your freezers with beef. You're going to want to stock up. We're going to have there's going to be future supply chain issues with food. There is. What are you doing to prepare yourself for it? This is not a podcast to upset anybody or to hurt anybody or to freak anybody out. This is a podcast about being ready. We are moving into a season. I'm going to backtrack. We're not moving into anything. We're in the middle of it. We are in the middle of a season of readiness. Who else can soothe their own anxiety by doing something to prepare for your future self? That is how I have learned to deal with my anxiety. It is 100% what I'm doing to deal with my own anxiety. I've done podcasts on doing things for your future self and how some of our biggest leaders and most successful people follow that philosophy. They do things today for themselves tomorrow, next week, 5 years from now. The things that they work on today are for their future selves. The things that needed to happen on today were already taken care of 5 years ago, last month, yesterday. So people who take care of themselves, people who are suffering from anxiety, I want you to do something. Every time you suffer from anxiety, I want you to do something for yourself, for your future self. When you feel anxiety coming on, I want you to do something for yourself. There's a little meme that I came across. I'm going to read it to you right now. I did not write this and I don't know who did, but it really does help. It helps for when we feel out of control. So I'm just going to read this to you right now, and then I'll start talking a little bit more about the season of ready, which is what I'm in right now, the season of ready. And I'm going to be talking a lot about the season of ready and breaking that down every week from here on out for a while. And I might throw some more stuff in there, but this is the Women of Wine Country. This is what we're going through. This is real life stuff. So this meme that I came across said, if you feel like you hate everyone, eat something. If you feel like everyone hates you, go to sleep. If you feel like you hate yourself, take a shower. If you feel like everyone hates everyone, go outside and take a look at the sky. I thought that these were really poignant things, physical things that we could do to take us out of the emotion that we're in. They're actual physical ways to ground ourselves in the here and now and take us out of our emotional destructive thoughts and behaviors. Feelings can be harmful to us. Feelings can be amazing. But feelings can also lie to us. Emotions can be false. Your emotions are true and real, but you may be triggered to have an emotion that has nothing to do with what's happening right in front of you. Emotions lie because they come up from way back when. They don't make sense. They actually do make sense, but that's another podcast. So when you are having an emotional reaction to something, before you react to somebody else, do one of these things. Do something to ground yourself in the moment before you put your emotions on somebody else or do something that's going to harm you. Right? So let's move into the readiness. For me, I feel like this is a time of ready. I really, really hit me that it was a time of readiness when I was able to deal with my anxiety by doing something physical for myself tomorrow. Like physical, when I say I didn't just think nice things about myself tomorrow, I did something for myself tomorrow. So anytime I have anxiety now, I do something physically, bring myself back into the moment, because even if you just grip your coffee cup and feel the heat of your drink or curl your toes around your carpet or in your socks or in grass or wrap your fingers around an ice cold beverage glass or grip the arms of the chair that you're in, focus on a smell. Look up to the sky. Go stand outside. When anxiety is coming on, if you can manage to make yourself do something to ground you in the moment, take a deep breath. Breathe the anxiety away. And if that doesn't help, do something for yourself. That is the thing that's helped me. I do all of that stuff. Take a deep breath. I ground myself in the moment. And if the anxiety is still there or I feel like it can come rushing right back, I go and do something for myself. I painted my toenails, fixed my toes all up. I bleached the front of my hair because my hair. there's all kinds of things. Give yourself a facial, clean up your bathroom, do something for yourself for tomorrow. Lay your clothes out. Go through a drawer, rearrange your bookshelf, do something for your tomorrow self. Do something that you had planned on doing tomorrow, do it today. Get it off your tomorrow list. Make yourself a tomorrow list. Do something to help your tomorrow self. It will help your anxiety today. I don't know why, but it does. It may be because it makes you feel like you're in more control. The fact is most of the things that have been happening to us are not in our control. We have no control over a pandemic. We don't. We have control how we react to it. We have control on how much effort we put into not allowing it to affect us. But we don't have control over it. We don't have control over if a group of people decide to march through your town. We don't have a control over what the government decides to do to us. We do have some control, but that's another podcast. I'm talking about citizens right now feeling out of control. And that's where your anxiety comes from. Mine comes from feeling out of control and not feeling worthy. Not feeling worthy. So one of the ways that I feel worthy and I feel in control is I'm making plans on things if things go out of control. So we're doing ready plans. And back in the day, the way that we did that was we had go backs. I'm going to take a drink of my coffee, and I know that's rude, but I really need to have a drink. Ground me back in the moment. Thank you for that little intermission. So I want you to go to ready.gov. This is a government website that talks about all the things that could possibly happen and their version, their experts' versions of how to get busy, how to get yourself busy on, how to survive, basically, how to make the best of it, how to survive. This website is actually pretty intuitive. I'm actually going to go a little bit further, probably in the next couple of weeks, and I'll let you guys know when I do that. I'm going to actually have a page on my website, twellsbrown.com. It's not there yet. You can go to the website and check out my website. I've got some free books on there. That would be great. But right now, the Ready page on that website's not there. So don't go rushing there yet. But what I will be doing is putting up recipes, food preservation, the items that my husband and I are using, financial tools to keep yourselves going, utilizing websites such as this. So this will be a link to this website on mine, that kind of stuff. So you just go to ready.gov on any search engine at all. Doesn't matter which one. It's a free site. And you're going to come to the ready.gov website. You'll see disasters and emergencies, and then there's a drop down. And they break it down. So you can choose to pick what is in, like avalanche. I'm not going to have to worry about an avalanche. So I don't need to worry about that. But there's all kinds of things. I'm not going to need to worry about a hurricane. So I can let that go. I don't need to worry about landslides and debris flow. Not right now anyway. Oh, there's a lot of other stuff on here though that you will need information on. We've got emergency alerts, attacks in public places, avalanche, bioterrorism, chemical emergencies, cybersecurity, drought, earthquakes, goes on and on. Anything that you can think of. And what it does is it gives you the ability to prepare yourself. And it's a free tool, so let's use it. Then the next tab is make a plan. Plan ahead, build a kit, low and no cost preparedness, financial preparedness, get tech ready, individuals with disabilities, ready campus. I mean, there's so much, pets and animals. We're going to want to know about that. Senior citizens. We're going to want to know about all of this. Okay? Get involved. There's a community emergency response team. We actually in Woodbridge have one of those. It's brand new. It's only 2 years old. And let me tell you, volunteer groups are hard to build right now. Very, very hard to get people to volunteer. Our shelter in place made us become so individualized again. It's very difficult to get people to refocus back on the society, the community they live in. Very hard. Never seen anything like it before. Don't blame them. Don't blame them at all. But I'm a community activist and a community leader, so it's very unusual to see this. So anyway, so this is really good. Ready Kids. I mean, they even give you a whole section on Ready Kids, getting kids involved, getting them ready, how to prepare them. So this is a great website, and I would just like really encourage everybody to go check it out. And like I said, if you're having anxiety and you think, oh, I'm not having anxiety about being ready, you don't even really know what your anxiety is about. So try something and see if it helps. I had no idea my anxiety had to do with unknown future. But it makes sense now that I'm thinking about it, because that's when the anxiety started. I'd never anxiety all 52 years of my life. Not once. Not once. Didn't even understand anxiety until all of this stuff happened. And now I have it. And now I'm dealing with it. Like so many millions of others. So many millions. This is one way that I can deal with my anxiety. I ground myself. I take a deep breath. I ground myself in the here and now by physically gripping something, feeling it, processing it, smelling it, taking a deep breath, and then I do something for my future self. And one of the ways for me that was is to get myself ready in case something else happens, because I don't know what the heck's going to happen. Now, I'm not going crazy. I'm not building bomb shelters or any of that kind of stuff. To be honest with you, if we have a nuclear fallout, I don't want to be one of the people here left. That's not me. I'm too old. I do want my kids to be, and their kids, but they don't need to be burdened with me. All the other stuff, though, I can be a healthy citizen contribution to my community, right? So all the other stuff, I can be helpful to others. So I want to be prepared. And as far as the food goes, I think that that's something that Americans, I used to work in the food industry, and Americans keep the garbage for themselves and we sell all the good stuff to everybody else. We have the highest aflatoxin levels that we allow our citizens to eat, the FDA. We allow 20 parts per billion on some foods. You can't even sell anything to the European nations over 5. And we allow 20. So that's just one poison, one toxin, aflatoxin. That is one toxin that we, one example that your FDA does for you. Americans allow 20 parts per billion. You can't even sell produce to or crop to the European nation over 5. Think about that. So getting back to eating your own grown food is probably the best thing you can do for yourself. Stop eating packaging foods. We're killing ourselves. We're keeping big pharma alive and healthy and rich and gluttonous. We're killing ourselves with our packaged foods. There's a lot of foods that are staples today that if you're in any kind of social media at all, you know Europe doesn't even consider them food products because of the stuff we put in them. Things that we feed our children and we are major staples in our diets. That's how Americans eat. We sell the good stuff and we keep the garbage for ourselves. We took the feed your guests the best and eat, you keep the broken stuff for yourselves. You know, like, you know how when you invite people over and there's a couple of burnt pieces, you give everybody else the nice stuff and you and your family eat the burnt pieces. You and your husband have the burnt pieces so that your guests have the nice stuff. We took that too far. We took it too far, right? So having ability to grow or co-op grow your own food is a really good thing. And if you can get with a community of people and you have your own like fruit trees and community garden and that kind of thing, that's fantastic. That's really fantastic. And then canning, dehydrating, preserving your own food, that's even better. I learned how to can. I've learned how to can, I've learned how to jam and jelly, and I've learned how to pickle. And now I'm learning how to do other things. So that's what you really want to do. Focus on you, your community, bring it down home, just like everything. Just like everything. So I think we've talked about quite a few things. The website, I just highly advise everybody to go check it out. In the anxiety, see if, ground yourself first, take a deep breath, and then see if doing something for your tomorrow self doesn't help your anxiety today. See if that works for you. And maybe you're doing something for your tomorrow self isn't preparing for the next tragedy or major thing that's going to happen. Maybe that's just my thing, or my thing and 20% of the other anxiety-ridden people's thing. Maybe your thing is doing something nice, like do your hair. I did. It helped me. It wasn't enough, but it helped me. Maybe it's do your nails and toes. Give yourself a facial. Bathe your pet. If you're having anxiety, do something for your future self and see if that doesn't help calm it down a little before you start, you know, medicating yourself, because we all do that too. So anyway, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, you can reach me at twellsbrown@gmail.com. Again, my website, twellsbrown.com. Doesn't have the preparedness or how to deal with your anxiety or any of that stuff on it yet, but I will be doing that over the next couple of weeks, and you'll be able to find it there, and I'll do another podcast on it. So thank you for listening. Whenever you listen to this, I hope that it helps you, and as always, stay safe, stay sane, and I'll see you later. Hey ladies, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a big favor. Go subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave a review. It helps so much getting the podcast sponsors and guests that everybody will enjoy. Thank you so much again, and I'm honored that you joined us. Have a blessed day.